everybody. Welcome to Talking Games with Tim and Clayton. I'm one of the two guys that hosts this show, Tim Dunn. That's my co-host.
Rock out with your cock out. It's Clayton Margeson in the house. What? Whoop. Whoop.
I thought we were going to stop and talk about your first catchphrase, but then it kept coming. And by the way, I already need to back up. Welcome to the Nerdalogs Presents Talking Games with Tim and Clayton. Always forget that. I'm sorry if you're listening to this for the first time.
I'm sorry
if someone recognizes this. And you're like, oh, this one. Clayton, let's forego asking how we are. We got to get right into it.
Yeah, today. And we know.
We do. Yeah. We're both awful.
I think listeners at this point know.
Nobody likes anything.
Let's bring in our guest, Neil Jacobson. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's really, what we applaud on this.
Yeah. It's all shoulder-based applause.
Yeah.
That's right. Thanks for having me.
Of course. We always start out the same way, and that is, what are we playing right now? Neil, are you playing anything currently?
Yeah, you know, I'm slightly embarrassed by this. I haven't had a ton of time to play video games recently, which is unusual. I really like video games. That's why I'm here. But I've been playing, just like a real, time waster on my, tablet.
Oh.
It's called Pocket Trains.
Nice.
Money flying everywhere. You can't see that.
Neil was throwing money.
He was making it rain.
It was real money, though. Which
yeah,
was,
yeah.
I was
like, thank you.
I'm surprised you couldn't hear that part.
What is this game?
It's called Pocket Trains.
Okay.
And you just are, like, creating different routes around. Like, right now I'm in Europe, but I have the potential for a whole world of trains. You know, you can connect and interconnect North America and in Africa, like,
is there like a resource, like,
yeah,
gathering
elements? Okay, yeah, it's a freemium. However, I would rather kill myself than to ever pay money for any sort of like in-game currency of any kind.
Sure.
Hell yeah.
So right now it's a lot of just like, you got to do these daily challenges. That's the only way you're going to succeed in the Pocket Trains universe. You need to like, you can't. You want to leave it alone like a Tamagotchi, but you can't leave it alone, you know? You have to maintain almost constant focus.
It's just like real train up.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, this is pretty much automated. Whoa, shit! Oh, shit! God. Something's going wrong.
Sorry if anyone lost any of that. That's terrible.
From a train accident?
A lot of those victims are big fans.
Big fans, for sure.
Yeah, it's our biggest demographic.
Actually,
so when we go
the
out
only
for this show, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So that like when I get home, I kind of like check in and imagine that I'll just be like, oh, I'll send a few trains off and then I'll be done. But it is always more time, and I feel like an idiot, like I've been suckered into this game.
Sure.
But I find it just relaxing. It's like calming. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I have friends who are into some of those freemium games, like the Simpsons Tap.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
tap.
Thing.
Yeah.
And again, I feel like the going mentality with those is, why would you ever buy the currency?
Yes.
That's absurd.
Especially if you're like, want to play a game. It's like, if you're buying the currency, you're just like not playing.
Yeah, right.
You're just getting to the end. You're just finishing it. You're not playing it.
Yeah. That's weird.
Clayton, tell us about Dark Souls 2.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
Please.
So, I picked it up on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Thursday night. I think I told you about this.
Didn't I launch thing?
It was, no, it's, well, it was all on PC.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like a download on Steam. I pre-purchased it, and they, apparently it came out, like, hours early, or unlocked a few hours early.
Huge.
So technically it came out on 5 at like 5 p.m. or something on Thursday. I didn't get a chance to play it right away. I was very upset. But I probably put like 10 hours into it this weekend, and it is a lot of fun. I don't know, like, people are keep, because I feel like it is a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
The things that were like brutal before are now more minor annoyances.
Yeah.
So one thing is, weapons degrade really fast, so you have to carry like 3 weapons ready to go into a boss fight, because like one weapon in a boss fight at this point is like ludicrous. You can't do that. You're gonna get, you're gonna break your sword and then you're gonna be fucked. Also, and this is more just the timing of it, because I picked it up and like everyone on PC is playing it right now. There's people everywhere. Oh, so yeah. I can always, like, I'm always rolling with, like, two other people.
Oh, that's cool. Are people coming in to kill you as well?
I haven't had a single person invade, which is really kind of terrifying.
Sure.
Because I'm always ready for it. I'm like, all right. But I think it might be a thing of, like, every time you invade, you're probably fighting, like, three guys.
Yeah,
so you're like, I'm not going to fucking do this. And the factions are a lot more important. You can, like, if you join the Blue Sentinels, you can get summoned to, like, help somebody when they get invaded, so maybe that also has something to do with it. I don't know. I haven't done like any invading or helping other people, but I have been doing the main storyline, and it's pretty long. It's a little bit more linear, but not horribly. Like, it's pretty easy to figure out, like, oh, okay, I know where to go. Like, once you do like 3 seconds of exploring, you're like, okay, I know where we're fucking going. God damn, like, it is so much fun. Like, I fought a giant chariot, like, drawn by undead horses. And, like, it's like a puzzle, it's like a Zelda fight almost.
Yeah, right.
You guys just can't, but it's so brutal. It's so fucking hard. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, I was with two dudes, and they, actually, I did have maybe the best video game story, like, happened to me.
Well, we don't have time, so let's no, whatever.
I was fighting this dude, I think his name's the Pursuer, and he'll, one of his moves is he stabs you and holds you up in the air and curses you, which is not as bad as it was in the last game, but still pretty shitty. So he curses me one time, he's beating the shit out of me and these two other guys, kills one of them, and I'm like real low on health, I'm like taking life gems, which are real prevalent in the game, so I've like popped almost all the ones I have. He stabs me again, lifts me up in the air, and then gets hit by a ballista that my other buddy figured out is there, runs over to it and starts shooting the guy, and it kills him as he's in the animation of, like, finishing me off. So I survived, barely. But yeah, and it was like, holy shit, dude, like, thank you so much. And that, but you can't say anything in the game, I just bowed to him, he bowed to me, and he disappeared. It was like the best fucking thing that's ever happened. Yeah.
Do you have, what class are you?
I'm doing a tank. I started as a warrior, and yeah, I'm just like going heavy armor. I have not been able to find any fucking heavy armor though, so I'm wearing the heaviest armor I can find, which
is medium.
Yeah, which is not that great.
Does it feel like the classes are like more specific in this game?
No, it's still pretty free flowing. And yeah, great, super great,
awesome.
Couple of weird things, like you can fast travel to any of the bonfires as soon as you find them, which in the last game you had to get like, you basically got like 3/4 of the way through the game almost before you got that power.
Yeah.
So here you can do it instantaneously. I'm like, that's kind of nice. And also you can eventually kill enemies so they stop spawning in an area.
Oh.
Which is nice, but also frustrating when you're like trying to grind an area for tons of souls. So I have cleared a lot of areas in that game. Just grinding constantly. I guess dual wielding is a bit easier. Sorry, Tim, go ahead.
No, don't worry about it. As for myself, still playing Nobunaga's Ambition, Iron Triangle.
Fuck me, this game.
Neil, it's this PlayStation 2 strategy game that I think Clayton's getting legitimately mad at me for still playing.
I don't understand.
It's like, have you ever heard of the Romance of the Three Kingdoms games?
Maybe.
They're
is this one that was like recently like re-released, or maybe it's like
I don't know.
Why Tim was playing it.
It's
Tim got it for like 10 cents.
I turned it in for a $10 PlayStation card and then I paid $10 for it.
You paid $10 for this thing?
It is worth $10, my friend.
Oh my God.
Okay. It's like a
don't believe his
life. Koei game, and you're like, it's like Chinese warlords all fighting to conquer China. And it's in depth. Like, you gotta set up farms and you gotta like, research like, how to get antibiotics so you don't get your people sick and stuff like
for
that.
Sure.
Like, it's like real in depth, and it's kind of addicting. I won my first game. It's on easy, and I won my first game out of the like 6 I played.
Oh, good.
So I'm still deep into it. That being said, I got one of those GameStop $3 off a pre-owned game thing. But I realized recently, I'll just let you know my life, recently, listeners, I'm not as poor as I used to be, which that has been like, Clayton, would you say about 90% of this podcast?
It's 90% of my time knowing you as a person. Tim's always been the one who's just, it's like, hey guys, I brought like a salad to lunch, and by salad I mean some couscous that I haven't yet watered.
Clayton and I almost moved in together, but there was no way I could have afforded his rent. That being said, it would have been a great video game place. We would have driven each other crazy. You're way more clean than I am.
Good to know that. Didn't say that before I was about to move in with me, did I?
Perfect. I really tricked him.
He'll be paying my rent and cleaning up after me.
So that being said, I might be in the market for paying, I don't know, $20, $30 for a video game. We'll see what happens.
Yikes. Wow. Slow down there, rich uncle Pennybags.
But today, Neil, you said you've been thinking about Ocarina of Time recently. And we were going to talk about handhelds. Were you thinking about the most recent Zelda that... I'm trying to think of the name that everybody loves.
Link Between Worlds.
Link Between Worlds.
I mean, frankly, I'm just such a... Like, I love every part of it. And I just got... I got disconnected after, like, the last Wii version that I played.
So, was that
like,
Skyward Sword?
Yes. So I really enjoyed Skyward Sword. Thought it was
I've heard very good things about it.
But like Ocarina of Time was my my gateway drug, you know? You're like 12 or whatever, and it was just like the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
And to this day is still probably the best thing. Katie, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that. Don't listen to
You worried Katie Klein's gonna listen to the video game podcast?
Yeah, I'm gonna just tell her to skip.
Way better than improv though, right? Yeah. Way better.
So much.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then like just conceptually to be able to play it on like a portable 3DS,
yeah,
is still kind of mind boggling to me. I know that makes me sound incredibly grandfatherly, but no. Like it seems like so the question is, do I invest in like go whole hog and get the 3DS XL?
Do you do 2DS or
that weird like doorstop? I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I think I'd rather get a used 3DS than a weird.
Yeah, absolutely.
2DS.
I think the only one out of us that has jumped into this most recent handheld generation is Clayton, right? You have a 3DS.
Yeah. I bought a 3DS for my girlfriend, Nicole, who has played it probably less than I have. that's probably not true. She got really into the new Zelda.
Yeah.
And also Ocarina of Time was re-released on there. It's got a lot of great games on there. Yeah. Ones that I wish I, like, spent more time playing, honestly.
Sure.
But, yeah, it's like... At the end of the day, it's like when it comes down to the giant gaming PC or the, you know, tiny little 3DS, I usually tend to go more towards the PC.
Yeah.
But that being said, it's incredibly fun. It's real easy to just, like, jump in and pick up whatever they're doing. And also Chrono Trigger was re-released on 3S. So.
Is there a 3D element to it?
No.
Okay.
I don't fucking think. No, it was because it was before they released the 3DS.
Gotcha.
So, which I, you know, Chrono Trigger, I played that on like a road trip and I was like, oh my god, like this is still good, the best. I got to the part where like I think I killed Magus on that trip and I was like, or not killed him, but like beat him the first.
Just in one road trip?
In one road
trip.
Wow. Dude, I flew through. I knew what I was doing. I didn't buy any armor.
Yeah.
I was just like, boom, 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 alright, here we go. Fuck this guy. This guy's dead. Fuck this guy. This guy's dead. I was trying to do a robo heavy party, which I normally don't do.
Yeah.
So it was like robo and Isla, I think. No, not Isla, she can't fight Magus. This doesn't matter. But I know this shit. So I know this game so well. Isla's not there. But I tried to use no magic
as much
as possible.
I was about to say like frog, but I forgot he's a water dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hence the name.
That's why he's called Froggy.
Have you thought
about it? Because he uses so much water. It's because he uses water magic. That's why they call him Frog.
Have you thought
about it? What about the fact that he's like a frog?
Guys,
nope.
Wait,
not involved.
But what about the powers he chooses to use? Have you thought about it?
Do you know why Robo's called Robo?
Guys, it's because he uses his robot. Have you thought about it?
Have you thought about it? It's all based on that. That's why Crono's real name is Lightning Boy.
Neil, are you like a smartphone gamer?
I
are you like a smart guy, Neil?
Do you think you're real smart, Neil?
Do you think you're better than us?
Be smart. I downloaded like games for my phone, like anytime I get a new phone,
yeah.
I'm like, oh man, I've got to put this through its paces. Yeah. Everyone out there, I'm throwing up two peace signs.
I was in a gang.
I think I'm in a gang. So I'll usually like play pretty hard for a little while, mm-hmm. and then kind of the same thing, just be like, well, I spent all this money on a computer and like an Xbox or whatever, like, I should probably just use those. It's hard for me to, like, commit to sitting down
sure.
for a long time on a phone, which is part of my hesitation with a 3DS or anything
yeah.
like that. Like, if I'm sitting in my living room looking at my TV with a tiny screen in front of me, will
right.
that be satisfactory?
Yeah, I feel like the only time I'm like a big smartphone gamer is like flights and
for sure.
Getting to work in the morning.
Yeah.
That's about it. So, like, I did have a DS, a couple of used ones. I just left one on the train. It was real heartbreaking, you guys. Ooh. Some homeless guy was playing the new Suikoden on DS. Which wasn't that great, by the way.
I was gonna say, I was like, what new Suikoden on DS? And then I was like, oh fuck, I remember.
Yeah.
One of us.
Like, recruiting people isn't really a big thing, and it's like, what are we doing?
What are we doing? What are we doing, guys?
Kind of the main thing with
what
Suikoden.
Is the point? Have you thought about it?
What, are we just saving the world without recruiting a bunch of people? This is bullshit.
But I'd say, like, I also had a PSP for a while, and, like, the best thing I played on that was the Metal Gear that was on it.
Do you know? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Sure.
Peace Walker.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was amazing. So good and just beautiful on a handheld. Like, goes without saying, but these handhelds are looking amazing.
For sure.
In terms of the graphics. But yeah, right now I can't justify spending. I actually don't know what the price points are for 3DS and Vita right now.
Sure.
But
I think
also
you can get like a 3DS for like $150.
Is that right? Like,
yeah,
you
think. I mean, I feel like that's
yeah.
what
yeah.
I paid for Nicole's.
And I think if you, like, are really keeping an eagle eye on Craigslist, you can probably
yeah, yeah.
even dip a little lower. Dip.
Yeah.
You gotta dip into the 75.
I mean, I've never, like, been a part of the PlayStation
portal
walled PSP. Garden. I've never even had a PlayStation.
Walled garden?
I don't know where that came from. I'm not sure if that's
because it's Japanese.
They never let me in.
Boy,
their,
oh boy!
Their tiny rock garden.
I never entered the dojo of
PlayStation.
I only mean that because it's so athletic.
So many sports games on the PlayStation.
So have you been like Nintendo?
I did. I've done the Xboxes. I haven't justified getting the Xbox One, but I did Xbox and 360.
Yeah.
And just never, like, I've kind of like pined for some PlayStation games, but never enough to like
sure.
make the commitment. And I'm sure both of you have had both for as long as you can.
Well, yeah, we, you know,
but
we
also
play a lot.
And also
we play a lot. I don't mean to brag or anything, but
yeah, Neil.
I've told this. I think I've told this story on the podcast. My mom basically like bribed some truck drivers to give her a PlayStation 2 because they were all pre-ordered.
For sure.
And she like ran into the fucking guys at the loading docks,
yeah.
like, So it's like, oh, I'll give you one for like $100 or she was like, $200.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so she just paid the guy $200. He gave her a PlayStation 2. I had one on Christmas morning. I was like, how the hell did you get one of these?
Mom?
And she's like so oblivious. Like she doesn't really know what she's doing.
Yeah, right.
That it is both illegal and immoral. Yeah.
But I'm sure the statute of limitations is up right now.
Well passed.
My mom gets a call from the fucking FBI. Or the Yakuza or something.
You're not supposed to tell anyone about that.
You're going to have to come back to our walled garden.
Yes, we'll take you back to the walled garden.
Where we will make you rake rocks.
Rake rocks. I rake rocks.
Oh boy, this is getting dangerous.
Oh yeah, that's right. Neil's got a rehearsal after this. He's got to do some vocal warm-ups. I rake the rocks for raging.
Hello, everyone. I have raked rocks like a ripper. Yeah, I think I'm good. I think I'm ready.
Yeah.
I feel fresh.
So no PlayStation, but. Like the Nintendos and the Xboxes.
Did you do the Nintendo handhelds?
The last one I had was like a Game Boy Advance.
Oh, okay.
So I haven't had any D's. No DS or DSi.
I haven't had any
or 3DS. I haven't had a single D. Yeah.
D's.
Yeah, sorry, I missed that second generation.
I said D's nuts, that's all.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I got you.
I actually stopped myself a couple times, and I was like, I owe it to people to say
D's. People were expecting. That's the thing. There are, like, really great games coming out
for
on
sure.
platforms now, too. Like, I played, when I had the DS, some of the Pokemons on those, and some of the Pokemons. They're not only getting better with like battle and graphics and all that stuff, but like I think I told you, Clayton, about this one time. Like the stories are getting good. Like the main villain in the Pokemon I played on DS, can't remember which one it was. His argument is like, "Hey, we shouldn't be forcing animals to fight." It's like, yeah, absolutely.
No. And you have to fight against them. With animals.
But I think your argument is like, but they love it or something like that. But like, that's probably what Michael Vick said, you know, about dog fighting.
It's part of my culture. So I grew up with.
These dogs love to kill. I don't know why, but I'm not going to tell them no.
I'm certainly not going to feed them.
No, come on.
Once on it. If I'm not mistaken, there was a PETA protest game, where you're trying to reason with Ash as like, Pikachu. And, Ash is like the name of the character.
Right.
In the
TV
show. I don't know what it is in the video games at this point. But yeah, I thought it was really interesting that it was like, that happened. And then they were like, you know what, let's make this, like, this is kind of going to be the theme of the next game, but also it's going to be like, that guy's an idiot.
Yeah, right.
It's like the person should have, like, just a PETA t-shirt or something. Right. Don't worry.
I'm PETA Pete. I'm the master.
I choose me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'd love to play some Pokemon. Jeez.
Yeah.
That was
the 3DS ones look great, too.
That was like, a real ride, folks.
Like, yeah. God, I'm so into it. I watched the show
which are now on Netflix, by the way. Neil, you have to stay for the rest of the show.
Neil, you have to plug stuff at the end.
There's like 10 minutes left.
Neil, if you don't plug stuff at the end, it's all for nothing.
No one will come to your shows if you don't plug. I'm talking games.
This is the whole reason people come on here is for the talking games bump.
I'm going to skip right to the end for the plug.
That's right. Yeah.
We should get this video game talk done with
good God.
Plugs.
You need to know where Tim and Clayton are.
Yeah. Those shows they plug every week. Same shows.
Hey,
different
if
time.
If it ain't broke, don't.
Go to it.
Go. Awesome.
Jesus.
Have you played any of the 3DS Pokemon?
No, I haven't played. I don't think I've played any Pokemon.
Really?
To be totally honest with you. That's right. Yeah.
The one?
I understand the concept.
Sure.
But I don't totally.
It's a video game.
Yeah.
You played Ni No Kuni, you get it.
I played some of Ni No Kuni.
Sure.
Yeah. I think my thing is always, like, feels weird when you're just standing there, like, ordering people, like, to do stuff. When you yourself are also ordering, it's like, hey, tell your Pokemon to do this. And it's like, all right, like, hey, you do it.
Then
the Pokemon does the thing.
Yeah.
I think my buddy, when I was growing up, was really into it. And I remember, like, trying a little bit, but I always had trouble with just the fact that it was, like, yeah, the Game Boy battery was not the best. Like, I remember, like, it drained the battery super fast.
Like, four AA batteries. In the
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I got a classic Game Boy as a birthday present, like, 2 years ago. And one thing that did blow me away was, like, battery technology must have gotten way better. Because I think I, like, nearly completed a Pokemon game on one set of batteries.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
So, kudos, Duracell.
Yeah. Man, they figured something out. If we're talking about power efficiency, I recently...
that is what we're talking about.
That's amazing.
That is what we got onto, right?
That's going to be the title of the episode.
I got a new video card that I'm kind of excited about. I got the 750 Ti NVIDIA, which is like a whole new architecture, and it's supposed to be.
I
want just
to ask,
like,
how much did you spend, but I won't.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you that I spent $120.
That's not too bad.
Which is not bad at all.
No, but yeah, for video cards.
No, it was. It's like a refurbished, which is nerve wracking.
Sure,
but I'm willing to give it a try. And I just wanted it because I wanted to get a new video card, but didn't want to upgrade my power supply.
I was going to say, I was like, that sounds like a more power efficient.
Yeah, no, it is supposed to be great. Like, pretty maxed out settings on most games, it's like 125 watts or something, which is like half of other video cards, I think.
Yeah, I think it just about is half what mine is.
Yeah, it'll run quiet and... Yeah, I'm excited for that. That's in the mail, so I'll get that.
Yeah, you're probably going to be like, you're going to be in a good spot for at least a while. I don't know.
More stuff for a gaming computer? No way!
Yeah, when has anyone ever done that?
Yeah, I figure rather than this can tide me over until I'm ready to...
Build a whole new rig, you know?
And I feel like that what you've got right now is probably going to be able to let you play most of the stuff that's coming out, like Watch Dogs, one of these games meant for the new consoles and have PC releases as well. Yeah, Watch Dogs, I'm probably going to... I was actually looking at it, I was like, I might buy the deluxe package, because I never do. It's like $10 more, but maybe I'll do it.
Are people not worried about that game anymore? I feel like there's a lot of hesitancy.
Oh, man, these most recent videos were...
Just like amazing?
Heartbreaking. No, heartbreaking.
Oh, gotcha.
Because the original stuff they released for it was like... Gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
Lush and like
and
so
impossible.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, that's not possible. And then a year later, when it's not possible, we're all like, what? It wasn't possible?
I remember that because, they showed you, they showed you straight gameplay footage, which was amazing. But I was also like, hold on a minute, guys. Like, we watched 5 minutes of gameplay footage and But I am really impressed by, I was looking at, I guess a lot of the cityscape, they've actually gotten very accurate and stuff like that. And I was just like, wow, this is awesome.
Yeah, you gotta play if you live in Chicago, you gotta play a game in Chicago.
Yeah.
That seems requisite.
Do you think he could, like, take improv classes?
Who would
in Watch Dogs?
I think that's the plot.
You have to hack the mainframe at IO Chicago.
That's right. Find out what's really going on with this move.
Right. You have a whole mission where you're just waiting for an email from the commission.
You're like going around your apartment, trying to keep busy.
Just like nervously waiting.
If you wait hard enough, you can succeed the mission.
Right.
I don't want to start boiling any water. Might get that email. I'll just eat some dry ramen.
In the center of this room.
You start seeing other people being like, I made a Herald team! And you're like, oh, fuck.
You're like hacking their computers, seeing their emails. You just die.
Yeah.
You die if you don't get it.
I mean, that's life, you know? They should make that.
This ain't no game, bro.
Nah, bro.
We're in it for real.
You're playing real life.
I am, yeah, I am one of those guys who, I picked up, like, a PSP way late and tried to get into it. I just, I don't know what it was. I was just like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, playing, like, Crisis Core or whatever the Final Fantasy.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of that.
It's just running down the hallway, hitting A, over and over again. I was just like, what the fuck, or not A, X, or whatever fucking button.
Ooh, like,
yeah.
Is that one that ran on a disc? Didn't like some early...
Yeah, it's like a weird, like, encased circle, like, I don't know, I didn't even know how to describe it, but yeah.
It was weird. I remember just, like, looking at that and, like, tilting my head, wondering...
It looked like what they would use in, like, a 90s movie about the future.
Johnny Mnemonic.
Yeah, where it's like... I was like, these are what computer discs are now. And they plug it in. And it's like, it's just a smaller fucking disc with a case around it. So the props guy don't have to
dojo,
film them.
Anything works, you know?
And I also,
you know what I'm saying? So,
we all know what we're talking.
You get what I'm saying?
I don't think Western
and Eastern cultures are combining, bro.
I don't think I know anyone with a Vita right now, either. I can't
imagine anyone's going to talk about it. Why do you fucking care?
Yeah, because I can't think of any, like, huge games that people are talking about right now.
Because Peace Walker, was that Vita or PSP?
PSP.
That was PSP. Yeah. Like, what else? Yeah, like, a Vita, I don't know.
And it was pretty pricey when it came out, from what I remember, too.
Yeah.
That was, like... I feel like PlayStation, like, learned a weird lesson from that.
I'm sure, yeah.
About, like, okay, like, we're going to re-release, because everything was kind of being released on the PlayStation 3 and on Vita simultaneously.
Right.
Sure.
I was like, well, why are we even bothering to put out this, like, watered-down version?
Why would I play a blocky, textured version of a game I own?
Yeah. yeah, that I could just get on PlayStation 3 for, like, the same price.
But yeah, if I was going to buy one right now, I think it'd definitely be the 3DS. Especially, like, I keep hearing great things about Bravely Default. Like, that apparently is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's certainly some fun, like, you could spend a lot of time, like, just playing Ocarina of Time again.
Yeah.
And just Super Mario 64. I gotta go.
I've never played Ocarina of Time.
Well, we vomited on himself.
We should probably start wrapping this up. Neil, thank you for being on the show. Do you have any plugs that you want to ask it like that?
Oh, man.
Any plugs you want to
say? Plug?
Do you have a plug? Or? Geez, I mean, I'm on a team at I.O. I hacked the mainframe right out of there. We're called Apollo. I'm spacing on when our next show is, actually. So I will vamp until I pull up my calendar here. And
I better be good vamping, okay?
Oh, shoot.
That was really good. That was really vamping.
Primo. Whatever. The next show I have is tomorrow, April 29th at 8 p.m.
That'll be today.
Tonight at 8 p.m. Stop listening to the podcast right now. My playground team.
Our listeners start at about 7:30.
Get home, make dinner, pour a glass of wine.
Let's hear what those video game boys have to say.
Listen to a record.
And
then the podcast. Yeah, a distinguished audience railroad survivors.
What's the playground team?
Desperado.
Oh, cool.
Is the playground team. They have a show tomorrow night. Swing on by if you can.
Click.
Let's see. Old late 90s got shows Thursdays at 8.
Nice.
From now until the end of those, which we don't know. Also, Tyler Parker is doing that show that I directed, which is called Oklahoma, The Life and Time of West Reams. That is not on this week. This week, CIC has to have a tech rehearsal at that time.
Ah.
And so there's no show. I found that out today. And as you can imagine, and
you were
totally willing to go on a podcast and broadcast it to everyone so they can have their own opinions about... Like, having a tech rehearsal instead of a show that has a 6-week run. And would they add another week to that run? Of course not.
No.
So, that's something that's happening.
Sure.
In case you're wondering about seeing that show this week, do not bother. Wait until next week when it's actually happening. And also, Big Yellow Bus is moving to Sundays at 9. and if that has anything to do with me switching to Thursdays at 8 for late 90s, not as far as I know. So check that out. That's going to be starting in May, as far as I know.
I just
Tim, do you have anything coming up?
I did a Thursday at 9. I did a Sunday at 9 show at the Playground last night. Canceled. You wouldn't believe it.
That's weird.
Well, I'm real excited about this movie.
Oh boy!
If Tim can't draw it, I mean.
As for myself, that was not a dig at you. That was a dig at Sunday.
Yeah, we're all laughing.
We're all hurt inside.
As I've plugged the last couple times, the Shock Teaser doing a pilot right now. You might see a promo up this week, next week. I don't know. Stay tuned. Pay attention to our Facebook page, because we're going to need help with stuff.
Tune in to the Shock Tease Facebook page.
Tune in, 8 o'clock Central.
Set your dial for www.facebook.com/...
The Shock.
We're on at the same time as Fat Beethoven. Watch us.
I know their name, but I laughed at it because I was like, "What a ridiculous name!" Oh wait,
all right, they're great.
I know who they are.
Scratch that laugh.
It's Fat with a PH. I see. That's the episode.
Neil, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, guys. That's so fun.
Clayton, take us out with one of your catchphrases.
Do you dream of electric dumps?
Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody. Just a quick denouement for that episode. Is that the word, denouement? Yeah, I think so. Anyways, if you have any questions or queries or another word, call us at 405-JAW-NERD, JAWNERD. You can leave a message for any of the fine Nerdalogs podcasts, including the Nerdalog cast, MBSing with Mary Beth Smith, or your stories. That's it. Okay, everybody. Bye-bye.
This has been a Nerdalogs production. For more on the Nerdalogs and our shows, please go to www.nerdalogs.com.
Thank you all. I am GrabBot23548X.